I want to discuss a topic which I don't normally like to talk about. I like to be more positive and uplifting. I try at least, Siyata Deshmaya. But I just returned this morning from a levaya of a good friend of mine, my neighbor, his mother, who passed away after 2 years of fighting a very painful machala, with tremendous yisurim, with the utmost emuna bitachon, unwavering trust, faith in Hashem. And I was thinking about the parsha, and the pasuk tells us that when there's a fight and people are found innocent and guilty, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there are yisurim that need to be given, yisurim that need to be received. In Ben HaKos HaRasha V'Pilo HaShofet V'Kol Lefanav, that is, judges the case and bends them over and gives the Malkos and yisurim Kidei Rishasu B'Mispar, according to his wrongdoing. Arbar Mi'akenu Lo Yosef, don't give more than 40. Pen Yosef la'akos, lest you do more. Al ei l'makirab, an extra one. V'nikla achich leinecha, and the person after being beaten should be still considered achicha. And this is a situation where there's rishus that was done. What happens in Yisroel where we don't see rishus, when there is no judgment? We aren't no one to judge this way or that way. This is a parsha in the Torah that describes Malkos, describes Yisroel that people experience. And it's very peculiar because the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Amin Aleph tells us that Kalanosa Isha Sheino Hogeneslo, a person who marries a woman who's not fitting for him. So what happens? Elio Kofaso Vakadish Baruch Hu Rotsa. As the Pasuk tells, you have to have someone hold him down and someone else hits. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving the whips. And Elio Navi is the one holding down the individual receiving the Yisurim, receiving the Malkus. Now what's so strange is, because Elio Navi throughout Tanakh, and throughout history, he represents a personality that is all about Chiyus, bringing life. Elio Navi himself was Chai Li'olam, he never died and still lives. Eliyahu Navi was given the key to Tchias HaMeisim to bring others to life. Eliyahu is everything about Chias in this world. Bring life and inspiration and elevation to people. So why for all people or Malachim or whatever is up there in Shemaim, why is Eliyahu the one chosen to be holding down the individual who's wrongdoing? And I think the answer is very simple. It's a simple answer to say. It's not simple to comprehend. It's not simple to digest. And certainly those who go through Yisurim. But the Gemara Brachos Daf Hei dedicates several lines of the concept of Yisurim Shel Ava, that pain and difficulties and challenges that people face come from a place, a very deep place of Ava, love, that Hashem has for others. And it's not easy for someone to hear this when they're going through tzaros. If it's not coming from the right person to tell you it's Yisurim She'ava, you shouldn't be the one to tell them that the word is Yisurim She'ava. You have to know who you are, who they are, where your relationship is. Many people who go through challenges have a hard time hearing. You could handle it. Hashem only gives you what you could handle. People are sick of hearing that. It's just not what they want to hear. But it's an important concept to discuss anyway, more generally. And no one should know of these things. But there's something called the Yisurim She'ava. Troubles and challenges, difficulties Hashem gives because He loves us. How it works, why it happens, that's what it is. And the Gemara, in the very last line of Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph, tells us, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, V'Derech Chaim Tochachos Musar. Derechaim Tochachos Musar. The Derechaim, the way of life, is through Tochachos rebuke Musar. Says Rashi in the page, Chai Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Derechaim Havan Lo Tochachos Musar LaAdam. The way one gets to Olam Haba, the Derechaim, is through pain, through Yisurim, through Yigiyas, through Amedas, through effort, through challenges. The word achiv in the pasuk, it says v'nikla achicha leinecha. Nikla achicha leinecha. Rashi explains based on the Gemara that after you whip him, he should still be alive. Kol ayom kora rasha, all days called a rasha. V'mishalaka kora achicha, and then suddenly becomes your friend. He becomes your brother. It makes him a better person. There's sometimes you assume shalava, and then sometimes you assume that come because a person deserves it. But what Yisurim do, it brings a person closer. It makes him into your achicha. Achicha, the Lashon achicha, the Lashon is chai. Achicha, chayecha, your life. It brings life back to a person. Eliyahu Navi is a person who represents bringing life to a person. It's like when a mother's holding down their child to get a shot, and the kid's looking up at his mother and saying, "What are you doing to me? The doctor's about to hurt me." But the mother knows what's best. And it's like Eliyahu Navi holds down that person who knows what's best. It pains Eliyahu as much as it pains a mother. It pains a Kadosh Baruch Hu as much as it pains a mother. But sometimes Yisurim have to happen in this world. Sometimes me'ava. Sometimes because of a chov. But in the end of the day, it makes a person an achicha. It makes a person have chias. It brings him back to life. The Chidah points out that the gematria of achicha is tau, do. What's the relevance of tal? Well, it's the number of makas you give a person. They're not 49, there's 40, rather, not 40, there's 39. Tal represents malchus, because tal, the do, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, based on the pasuk tal echayim, that tal is going to bring back to life. Tal is what's going to lead to tchias hamesim. Tal brings chias. We know Eliyahu Navi davin for tal, matar. That comes in Eliyahu Navi. Look at the Gemara's in Tainus. The Eliyahu is connected to tal. And why is Tal and Eliyahu Navi all connected to Chias HaMesim and connected to Yisurim? Because just as Tal we can't see, it's something we don't know it exists, it doesn't come down, but in the morning we see that there's some moisture on the grass. So too when a person experiences Yisurim, we don't see. We can't recognize the power, but the Yisurim brings back to life. It brings Chias to a person, as Tal brings Chias to a grass. As Tal brings Tal Echaim, brings Tchias HaMesim. Eliyahu Navi represents the ability to bring Chias from the darkest of places in the world. Through Yisum Sha'ava, through Yisum of Rishus. It brings Derechaim Tochachos Musar. The Chasam Sofer has an amazing piece in the Parsha. He quotes from the Ramban. Ramban says, why is there Dafka 40 Malkos? He says, either because the 40 days of Matan Torah, and this person violated the Torah, or because the 40 days that a person was created, the Yetzir Savlad. And then the Chasam Sofer says, an Afkamina is, do you need 40 or 39? Because the Matan Torah was given in 40 full days, days and nights. Yetzir Savlad was created sometime in the middle of the night. It wasn't a full night. It was only 39 days. It wasn't 40 full days. So Chasam Sofer says, the reason why we give 39 keneged Yetzir Savlad and not 40 keneged Matan Torah, he says an amazing, amazing thing. Because the pagam that takes place in the nefesh is greater than the pagam that takes place on a Sefer Torah, because nefesh Yisrael choshev yoser yavet zochel yos tzadik. The Chasam Sofer says that an individual yid who is Zoche, is more important, more kadosh than the Sefer Torah. The person follows what he should be doing, he becomes greater than the Sefer Torah. And therefore, the pagam is worse on the nefesh than it is on the Torah. And that's why we go 39, highlighting it's about the Yetzir Savlad. The koach of a yid is more important than the Torah itself, which has so many important lessons in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Derech Eretz. But he says that's what the Gemara means in Makos Daf Chav Beis and Beis. The Kama Tipshe Sharin She, how silly, how stupid are people that they stand the Kaimi Mekami Sefer Torah, that they stand for Sefer Torah, Lo Kaimi Mekami Gavarabba, but they don't stand for a greater person. And the Gemara explains because the Sefer Torah says to give 40 lashes, and Rabban say, no, let's make it 39. Chassam Sofer says the Pnimius is because Adam Gadol is greater than the Sefer Torah itself. A person who goes through Yisurim, it's cleansing the individual into Nachicha, into a greater person. It's giving him Tchias HaMesim. And again, none of us should know, ever know of these Yisurim. But it's important to keep in mind when one goes through the Yisurim that it brings Achicha, it brings Chias, it's Tali Chaim back to life. It gives a person a chance to start fresh, start stronger. So at this Levi this morning, Rav Olbam was there and he spoke, he was maspid and finished off with the story from the Pittsburgh Rebbe that a chassid came to him once and said, I want to give you this building as a nedava for a new Beis HaMedrash. But in one condition, the chassid said to the Pittsburgh Rebbe, I want you to guarantee that I have a chelik in Olam Haba right next to you, that I've got a chelik right next to you in Derech Chaim. And the Pittsburgh Rebbe refused to accept this donation, simply because he says, you can never be next to my chelik in Olam Haba. Not because you're not so great. You are great, you're better than me. But since you didn't go through the Holocaust like I did to the Pittsburgh Rebbe, you never experienced the Surim, the Tochachos Musar, you can never be in the same Derech Chaim that I'm in. Yisurim are things that we never wish upon someone. And the Gemara explains how we don't wish upon anyone these. And those who had it begged for them, even Great Gadol begged for them to be removed from themselves. But those who go through it against their will, it gives them greater chias, it gives them a lashon achicha tali chayim, and becomes their chayim tochas musar. So we should all be zocha that no one should have to go through Yisurim at all. But we should be zocha to the greatest chelik in derech chayim, the greatest chelik in Olam Haba, without having to go through Tochos Musar, but simply by ki ner mitzvah Torah, or the beginning of the pasuk, by keeping mitzvahs and keeping Torah, which have the greatest or and the greatest derech chayim. The Tzuras Tovos, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.